real sisters, these questions are a course by themselves. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
In the back, can you still hear me? That is why in India, do you people know where the bishops in India have the right to declare that a marriage was null and void? Or does the case have to go to Rome? Now, in the United States,
Please.
They have it also in India.
Yes. Okay.
Well, it could be that their first marriage was non-valid. Could be. And then the church can declare if the marriage was in church and their own children. I repeat, it could be that marriage was non-valid. And for a valid marriage, number one, both must be perfectly free to marry. No coercion, no compulsion, number one. Number two, of course, they must both have been baptized. Number three, they must have intended, when they married, they must have intended to remain together for life. Two people, even though they are professedly Catholics, lest they intend to remarry, remain faithful to each other until death, that marriage is not valid. Am I clear? There must be the intention of a lifetime commitment. And fourthly, they must want children. Well, nowadays, marry, and, well, they don't want children. And it may be by mistake, to quote a phrase, a child is conceived and born. That marriage would not be valid. However, sisters, the United States, there are many, many thousands of Catholic marriages declared null and void by the bishops. And then one of the two partners, after the bishop, would declare officially there was no valid marriage. Then one of the two partners can appeal to Rome. Then Rome can pass judgment on whether the bishop was correct in granting the decree, as we say, of nullity. And Rome can reverse the bishop's decision. But, and this goes back, sisters, back to the 50s, over 40 years ago, one of my Jesuit former teachers was working for the Vatican. He told me, that was over 40 years ago. He said, we now have 35,000 petitions for declaration of nullity in Rome. 35,000. No Pope Paul VI did what no Pope had ever done before in the history of the Church. For the first time ever, Pope Paul VI gave bishops the right to examine a marriage between, say, two Catholics and even the Catholic Church, and the bishop then would have the right to declare whether there was or was not an indissoluble marriage in the first case. However, they can always appeal the case to Rome. can. The problem, as you know, sisters, is that families are so terribly, terribly unstable in today's world. So, how can we help them? Well, as a priest, you can't imagine the number of people who are qualified for this question. First of all, if they have been married in church to Catholics and they divorce and remarry outside the church, they may not receive the sacraments. But here with sisters, they are obliged to go to Mass on Sunday. They need the grace. So there are various possibilities. You could spend a couple of hours explaining. For example, they could live as brother and sister. In other words, not have marital relations. One possibility. Secondly, if they have been validly married and they now got a divorce, well, they could, of course, separate and live apart. Or then, thirdly, if there are grounds for looking into the case where there was a valid sacramental marriage in the first case, then the bishop, I repeat, the bishop's decisions are always open to being reversed by the Holy See. I could speak for hours on this subject. And sisters, this is the main reason why so many over the centuries have left the Catholic Church. The main reason why so many churches were formed. The main reason for the Orthodox, 13th century. The main reason for Protestantism. To give people divorce and the right then, legal right, to remarry. And what did Luther do? The first thing he did after he broke with the Catholic Church, he turned marriage over to the state. And the state then could give a divorce, and of course the state could authorize what we call a remarriage. Can the devil read our thoughts, or does he only guess them? The devil cannot read our thoughts. Only God can read our thoughts. Either good angels or the devils can read our thoughts. However, the devil, he is very smart. Sisters, he's smarter than we are. That's good to know. How can the devil tell what we're thinking? By, well, how we show our thoughts externally. I think I told you, sisters, that my father died when I was a year old. She never remarried. She had only me. Then she took in women boarders. I lived among women from the age of 1 to the age of 16. 15 years. Only with women. Oh, how well I know women.